don't bow to all the objects which are Ishvara. Sitting here, I do 108 times or 1008 times, chanting that every nama stands for one sound. It's amazing plan this is. Sitting here, you have bowed to the whole jagat, every object. Without having bowed to, you have bowed to all the objects. No, that is some. It's a very good. That's why Namaha is always good. So Swamiji is going to just talk on Namaha. If you go to Abhij Satsang, you can read Swamiji's PDF notes on the word. A talk or something is there. I think talk is there. Namaha. I think I also got up some books somewhere you can take and read afterwards. That is why we do that. 1,000 items. And today specially I chose Subramanya Sahasranama because when we invoke the Lord as the Lord of chemicals and chemistry, and then surgery and any poison, blood, lots of things we it's connected. Then we invoke the Lord as the Devata linked to all these things. We invoke the Lord as Subramanya. That is why even in people in Indian astrology, suppose if the Rahu and Ketu, the shadow planets, if their positions are okay, then they'll say to eliminate the ill effects caused by Ketu, one has to invoke Bhagavan, Bhagavan's grace in the form of Ganesha. The Rahu means we have to invoke the same Bhagavan only. Invoke the grace of the Lord as Subramanya. We do that. It's always generally it's good. And I thought it's all mind also, lots of my mental pollution also is a sort of poison, like, isn't it? So mainly Shastra students now, and for us, Lord Subramanya and Palani is a place called Palani in South India, in just 1.5 hour, 1-2 hour drive from my place, Coimbatore. I took Radhiji pretty often last time. And then that temple, actually this Lord is called Jnana Pandita. Lord is sannyasi there actually, Subramanya, single. We go little 2 hours away, he is married with 2 wives. Shivalli Devasena Sameta. So that temple, I'm very connected to that. Actually, I did 6 pradakshinams, 6 purnimas. I did the Girivalam. No, Girivalam means I just came around the temple. I walked around the temple, the soul mountain, 6 times, 6 purnima days. 5 purnima days, 6th purnima day, I got sannyasa. Mainly that deity is for jnanam, always for knowledge, wisdom, and moksha, like that. We invoke. So that generally it's good for everything, for physical well-being, emotional well-being, for the physical, anything poisonous in the thing goes out. So I thought so today is a Friday, because I already did Saubhagya Ashtotram, when I invoked thing. And I did, and we invoked, I also did Bhagavata Shlokam today, early in the morning itself. I quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse, the essence of the entire Shastra. Mo Bhagavate Vasudevaya and all, so Vishnu invoked. And we did also, Adha Mantra, Dakshinamurti Mantra, 9 times, everything. So because we didn't have much time, because I wanted to do Chandi also. So mainly I did Subramanya. Because recently it's also Rahu Ketu positional channel happened. We can do anything, we do the same purpose. The purpose is the same phalam also is the fruit. It's equally effective. So I did that today. It's all good for all of you, because we don't know who lived, how they lived, we don't know. So I wanted the whole thing to be, there must have been big people, the Bhagavans, everything Bhagavan. So, but still, the way they kept the house showed, they must have been really good people. Now that. And so it's also people who left the house, we all want them also to be happy. Main purpose. Whenever you buy property or Swamiji, so I learned Swamiji, amazing. When I brought some property in Udumalpet near, it's outside, outskirts of Coimbatore, on the way to Palani, and Swamiji came to bless everything. And he said, Amma, such a beautiful place. The person when he sold it, definitely he must have felt it now, because he must have developed it so much, he must have worked hard to develop this, And then, really you should thank him and pray for him also, he said. So always when we buy something, because they sell the property, they take money from us, but still they are buying and going happy. Wherever they are, they should continue to be happy. And having come here, they should feel that their goodness also somewhere it works, that we'll also be happy in this house. That is the idea. So for all, lots of things in the mind, okay, if I tell you everything, why I did what, it will hatch a big, I had to write another book like. So there's so many things. Maybe when I come back, I think I'll be talking to you all the significance of worship a little bit, elaborate a little more every time I talk to you. So many things are involved there. So I did that. That's the reason. Yeah. I did, and then, only thing is, I'm happy, I'm not sleepy now. Because day before I went to bed very late, I woke up very early, and yesterday also I went to bed around 12 o'clock, 12:30, because we reached home around 10:30 and we got ready, we had to pack certain things and take things and went to bed around 12?
I think 11. I don't know, I went to bed at 11.
Okay, I went to bed a little late. 11:30 maybe 11:30. Nanju got up at 1 o'clock and then she woke me at 1:30, and I got ready and we left the place at
2,
and we were here at 2:55. And then we ended the house. This is okay. Just take it. It's okay.
Drove past their own house.
So 3:30.
No, because I stayed. If I stayed in Madhavi's, we would have come earlier. Because we didn't want to take risk, you know. Because we didn't want to. Suppose you don't know the roads and all that. We came. That doesn't matter because we did as good as you know. We came and then Madhavi came and then we waited and then they came. But my idea was to finish everything before 6. So I wanted to open the house after 3 only, not before 3. That is why I just gave him time. So 3:30 we open. And we came in and then we had to set. See, everything we had to do between 3 and 6. Because after 6, because we don't need to see anything. I mean, actually it could have been done in more elaborately also. I suppose it was suppose other priests came. But I don't think they would have chanted so much. They would have done something and then simply they would have gone also. But we did more number of hours. We did good number of hours.
Well, it's quite amazing because if you really started at 3:30, did you?
We were here.
I went to bed like very late last night, and 3:30, just really woke up.
Because we said, "Where's Peter?"
You were all really very much.
My goodness. Yeah, and I was awake from 3:30. I just couldn't.
We came, what happened? Because we didn't want to bring anything inside before 3:30. Yeah. So we had to wait for, when they came, and then we had to bring stuff from there and to set the altar and all that. And then setting the altar means you can't just do that, you know. Again, sprinkle the water, go up and sprinkle everywhere, come back and set this. And then I made some garland fastball also. And then everything we had to do, you know, after that. So around 4:30 we started Sankalpam. And before 6 we finished that first set. They finished it. Then again we did the rest.
So were you chanting outside?
little bit. I did say, Om Namo Bhagavate Dwararupaya. I did say that. We did the bell also.
Yeah, here outside did the Surya.
I did the bell and then we did Surya Puja. I saw Surya Puja, we offered.
In the sunlight.
Yeah. Around 6:30. So
we woke up the neighbors.
We told him.
See, I don't think
he must have been because we saw him not later on.
Yeah. But then he is supposed to be having a garage key, but he has not. She thinks, but he has not told us anything. You see.
I think we had to know a lot of keys and things in this house. That's a different thing. Anyway, I think Bhagavan has come and then, only thing is I want to talk to Swamiji and then just to have things. Yesterday I was thinking I would call because some time difference now then I couldn't call because doing something or other. Anyway, I'll inform him when I go back to India.
And then Shiva said that you were going to ask Swamiji for a name.
Yeah. Actually, some name came to my mind. I said, okay, let me leave it. So now Swamiji.
He lost, did he? Keep.
This Subramaniam Sahasranam, is there a certain number of names? Or
Sahasranam means thousand. Yes. No, Sahasram no. means thousand. Actually, Sahasram means we don't do thousand. Ashtottara Sahasra.
Ashtottara means?
Ashtottara Sahasra. No, no. Ashtottara Shatam means 108. Ashtottara Sahasra means 1008.
1008.
We never do thousand. We always do 1008, 108, lakh and eight, like that. Because the total number should come nine. It should be number nine. That's it. Okay. So let us do some thing.
I was thinking, Simon, you could definitely write. In fact, you weren't recording all of that, were you? It could definitely be worth writing it up to send to the newsletter. You know, it's one fairly significant step has been taken.
Absolutely.
I think it just marks just a little watershed.
Yeah. I tried about everything.
Hmm?
Yeah. Swamiji is very happy. He knows actually, because we were discussing with Swamiji once. No, he knows, but he didn't know that it's become real. We did talk to Swamiji about it actually. Was it Swamiji, doctor?
Yes.
Swamiji did tell something. We did talk about it.
What is amazing is that from that the day of decision to the day of moving in.
Maybe.
It's all Bhagavan's grace. So this is we don't see grace. People ask, how do you understand see grace? Now, sometimes things just happen. It's all manifestation of grace only. It is Bhagavan's wish. So,
what three between? I mean, the time that we three came.
Yeah.
It's only 3 weeks, is it?
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, how?
Not from your
that
offer.
That was when we finally decided to go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. We first saw this house 2 months before.
Yeah.
End of September.
Just before we went on to America.
No, I thought end of September.
Yeah.
End of September.
And then,
but from saying, okay.
From
the yes. That itself is amazing. Amazingly fast and smooth and totally problem-free, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I was writing them letters to the solicitors and various things, but ultimately. Corresponding to email all the time.
But I tell you, I always felt Swamiji's blessings. He says sometimes, and then just that's what a Mahatma's words always. I can see the blessings. He'll say, "You'll be fine, Amma." I know.
He said,
"Some nice words."
He said, "Pannala."
He said, "Yeah, you can do. Why not?" He said, "Like let no." It's just he says, always it comes through. I always felt very well Swamiji's blessings working. It's not, I'm not talking about, I wouldn't believe in mysticism. Okay, I know the limitations of mysticism. But still, I'd see, bhuti kamaha, archayet, that works that way. Anyway, but I have request. We are studying Shastram, that's all fine. We do understand. But I tell you, Ishvara has to be brought in. definitely we should not forget to worship and pray to the Lord as, you know, envisaged by Upanishads. The Lord, the concept of Lord with reference to Shastram, Upanishad, must be clear. See, even though it is not absolutely clear, but some understanding of Ishvara is definitely there. And with that understanding of Ishvara, with that knowledge of the Lord, concept of Lord, definitely we should be able to relate to the Lord. And we should see the significance of worship and efficacy of prayer. I don't expect you all to be highly ritualistic and doing too many rituals for hours mechanically, no. Because people mistake, that is why people sometimes hate puja also. Worship, they hate, because they really do not see the significance. They only think, oh, it's just a waste of time and energy going to temples or going somewhere and sitting and then doing too long ritual, which we don't understand anything, we can't connect to relate to also. But now, really, if we know the concept of Lord, if we know the significance of worship, we know how efficacious prayer is, now we know that. Even if you do not know, the Shastra study will help you. But prayer is something we should never give up. Prayer will give you up. Okay? Prayer will give you up. You know when? When it blesses you with vision. Prayer will be with you until you have vision. Along with it, see, prayer, it is also already, it's a blessing of prayer only actually. Fruit of prayer only, you are able to study Shastram. Your interest in Shastram, your inclination to study Shastram, to understand Shastram. It's all because of the prayer only, somewhere past, we don't know how it worked. But now, this prayer along with the pursuit of the knowledge, you know, pursuit of knowledge, understanding of Shastram, now you have different concept of Lord. So with that concept of Lord, the prayer must be done. Definitely, prayer must be there. Prayerful attitude must be there. One must be prayerful. Very important. Because that is only way you can draw any strength. Otherwise, life's ups and downs and all things which are happening in our life will shake and will lose, make you lose interest. Because you will see, because things when they happen, people come and ask me. We don't understand Vedanta class, everything thoroughly. But situations are, you know, something very, you know, very disturbing. And we do not know how to handle them. Hey, Vedanta study should bless you with the clarity to manage situations. To be able to put up a situation. That is the purpose of studying, isn't it? To keep you in good humor now and to discover the freedom which is already there, isn't it? So if it doesn't help me, what is the purpose? What is the use? That is why prayer must be there. It is not just, you know, see, the prayer must, prayer is a must. So please don't ever give up prayer. No? And the prayer will say bye to you when it really blesses you with the vision. And you say, where is the worshipper? Where is the worshipped? Who is the one who is praying to? Who is the one who is prayed to? That differences will resolve. That is the stand then. Prayer comes to an end, worship comes to an end. Till then, understanding must be there, study must be there, prayer should be there. Because prayer is really will help us to be committed to live a life of dharma. You know. Also to have some the strength to discern and see the limitations of everything. It's okay. That's good. So, can we some chanting now, little bit? So you can continue tomorrow. And then, I want to go and make something, Amma. Something. I want to make something. You put already?
No.
We have time. And sorry, Rojarji, if I didn't do the class today. No, but we'll do more classes. And because I'll be here, and then whoever, suppose up, not only on the class, on the class they can come any time. Of course, if you are free, if you haven't any, have clarified any doubts, or to know something else, or if want to have any one-to-one class on any other text, or suppose whichever is relevant for you, you know, if you want to come. You're welcome. Come, study with me and go. This is also possible. Yes, Rupal.
In case you feel like visiting us, we only 7 minutes walk.
But in case, you'll be pain in the neck hereafter.
Well, I timed it today. It was 7 minutes for me.
You walked today? I wish I came to just bring you here then.
We can go to drop you.
You don't know that the house that was bought because servants in a house. That is why they bought this house. They always, the house, we were looking for the house. Okay, how far is it from Nina? How far is it from Rupal's? How far is it from... Now, like that, we were always looking for that. So. Anyway, Bhagavan's grace, Bhagavan's blessings.
It's 7 minutes to the station, 7 minutes to her place. 7 minutes to the station.
Yeah.
Railway station, yeah.
I suppose
it
isn't so much, but I think it
didn't
sound.
How long did it take? So how many will do it in 5 minutes?
In the end, I looked at the clock when I left the station, but I couldn't look at it from the clock.
How long did it take? You didn't time it?
Didn't time.
Yeah? No, you didn't time it.
You should see if you expect
it. See, Madhvi.
It's not.
Check that Madhvi.
Okay, I think, see, this Upanishad, somewhere I'm leaving you half the way and going. Anyway, when we come back, and then I'll sum up the whatever I know what I covered, then I'll begin the new class. So it'll be easy for you to understand. And then, as I was telling, I'm here before Christmas, definitely. We wanted to really make the best use of, as soon as I come back, to make this place, you know, really sanctified, and also Swamiji's blessings also will have. Definitely come back with that.
And Nina was out. She didn't hear.
She was not here.
Oh, no, she was coming actually. Okay. Well, we thought we'll have
7 5 days.
No, I didn't hear about
Swamiji. Yeah.
No, we thought, see, because Christmas Day we leave, Christmas holiday, and Boxing Day the whole day we leave, but evening we'll meet. 26th evening, and 26th onwards, 26th one session, then afterward 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, until 31st afternoon. We thought we'll have some classes here. I mean, it will be a 15 session class. Three classes a day we'll have.
Keith may be busy with the house, but he can come and I can come. It'll just be...
We'll see how it works.
But we're definitely going to have that week off anyway. We're definitely not working in those days.
Yeah. I know that. Yeah, I'm thinking, because the 30 verses are there, Ramana Maharshi's textbook. Because we are supposed to do that before Harada Upanishad. I thought, because this law, it prepares the mind, it clarifies a lot of doubts. Actually, in Gurukulam, what Swamiji does, he always does some small texts before he starts this Upanishad. But here, somehow, I thought people, because the different people from different backgrounds, I thought, okay, people must be knowing. That's the understanding I had when I started, like, straightaway Upanishads. Doesn't matter, but still we'll make it up. And still, Tattva Bodha must become thorough for people. And, okay, even there's still some doubts we have. And so Tattva Bodha doubts will clarify, and plus will give a little more clarity what you cannot get in Tattva Bodha through Upadesha Saram. It's a textbook by Ramana Maharshi, and then it consists of 30 verses, and then so we can finish the whole textbook in 15 sessions we can finish. So it will be a best thing to do to welcome New Year. And for Rupal, Radhaji will record and keep. Rupal is going to India on 25th. I feel bad about it, really. So we can record and keep for Rupal.
I see it's yours, huh? This one.
Okay. Only Rupal is allowed to take off. No, she'll be very busy. Once you go to India, people get very busy. You don't have time for anything. So, we will do that. And because I didn't do earlier, so let me finish it. And that book will really, understanding of the content of Upadesha Saram, will help you to understand later on even the Upanishad better also. That way. So I really want to complete that one thing. This has been there in my mind that I didn't do Upadesha Saram here. And actually I was telling, every time Vatanji was taking me to that Watford class, I used to tell, oh, I should have done this year earlier, I should have done this year earlier, I did it. And he also felt the same, oh, yes, you should have done it earlier, because you didn't do that. Because in the other classes, Watford, Anilford, everywhere, I go systematically like that. I did Tattvabodha, I did Bhajagovindam, I did Vyasaram like that. Even Bhajagovindam, so okay, there's a book of conversion. We can always do some of the time. Sometimes it's nice to know what exactly it says also. Now, so because the main thing, Purushartha Nischayaha. What is Purushartha Nischayaha? What does it mean by saying, being definite about one's ultimate end being moksha and end being choiceless? Moksha being choiceless end. This is really analysis of Purusharthas. And exactly understanding what exactly Arthaha is. Just security. Why it is meant by the word security. Arthaha means Arthyate iti Arthaha. That which is really wanted, sought after is Artha. And the people, Arthaha means always people think only of wealth and money. Isn't it? So Arthaha means it's, of course, Artha. Money, wealth, etc. come under the category of Artha, but Artha does not mean just the money. Isn't it? So, why that is, except the analysis and proper understanding, then you want to have that, okay, that to have Purushartha Nischaya, really Purushartha Nischaya becomes definite for people who listen to Bhajagovinda. That means conversion. So, I didn't do here, doesn't matter, at least let me do Upadesha Saram. Which I finished at Sriharan's house last week. So we will see. So we will do the class here. Actually, we got Swamiji's book also, explanation of, we have Swamiji's books. But it needs lots of correction. Swamiji himself wants to edit it himself. It means something mistaken, something like that. But still, after my class, you can take the book and read. Yeah, okay, like extra notes for you. Listen to me completely, then you can take the book. But I think I've got a few copies, not too many. Because our time being, it's reprinted. We don't have copies. But I got a few copies here, and then you can read it after I finish that as a New Year thing. So, okay? We'll have it for New Year thing. And so 31st afternoon we finish, and if you want to have your own programs, 31st evening, the New Year Eve, if you have your own programs, you can go for your own programs. If people do not have any other programs, they can come here for evening, just the Nama Japa, and welcome the New Year with some prayers. Just no class, no lecture, even we can have some, just satsang, like bhajan, something like that. Naman Japa and all that. Okay? Sering Laya? Okay, Rajaji?
He's in that last chance.
I'm wondering, I won't be able to sleep today also. So fresh. I didn't sleep. I'm surprised really. And then, as a New Year, we all have to have our own. Every New Year, I think of something. No, one thing I could never follow, that every year I think, okay, I should reduce my next year weight. I could never do that. And but this time I'm really thinking, from my childhood, my mother used to tell me, my teacher used to tell me, all my friends used to tell me, you're very, very fast. Please speak slowly. They all tell me that. I have this. As a child, I had little stammering problem. I got over it. But I realize I don't know when only if I hardly listen to my own speech. Mm. And recently, Amma, you're very fast. Tell me, what did you say? Sanjana used to ask me also. And then I realized my Sanskrit professor told the same thing. I speak Sanskritam also very fast. Sanskritam I speak very fast. Tamil I speak very, very fast. Of course, I'm thinking English also I'm speaking very fast. So I think it's some problem, that is. I do realize now. And then this time, I really make it a point. I see that hereafter, I try to speak slowly. Okay?
Then it wouldn't be so many people.
Hmm?
Make it for the
screen. Slowly say slowly, slowly.
Yeah.
It's only a resolution. People usually break it.
After the fifth day.
I wish I can. I won't break. Let me see.
But I think for me, when you do the chanting or anything, or the reciting, especially when we're together, I always find your speed the right speed, because I can never follow it when it's too fast, because I can't... even if you're doing a fellowship show or anything, I find your speed I can follow better than...
The chanting is different because chanting swaras are there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help. I had to go by swaram. But speaking, I suppose if you ask me, the thing.
Well, I mean, you may speak fast, but I'll tell you something. From doing transcripts of your tape, there's nothing that you're missing at all.
There's one thing.
Raise the shaft.
There's one thing is that you give us so much there that if you look back at them throughout the month sometimes, it's a whole universe. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's in fact like not only are we getting a 2 hour session.
We're getting
session,
4 hour session. 4 hour session.
So maybe Swamini should go faster instead of slower.
No.
No,
she's
going backwards.
Can't approach. When you approach the speed of light, things get heavier. She's supposed to be losing weight.
But I'm very slow in Watford.
Are you?
I think everything is very slow in Watford.
No. That is not true, Roger.
It is you got the students as well.
No, the students are really the shock.
No, I tell you, Dr. J, I tell you one thing. What I'm very happy about this place, about the class, this class, of course, we always enjoyed, Janji's house, I always liked. Vinaji is such a, just a loving person, wonderful to be with her there. One thing, the setup is that what happens in Watford, usually I have class in two houses. In both the houses, I sit like here. Suppose if I sit here, people will all sit around like me.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us can see all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, all of them very attentive. See, nobody is, I have eye to eye contact with everybody. Sometimes I feel always that. And nobody... Rajaji always says that, oh my God, this class is amazing. Nobody misses, even though they come back from work on Tuesday evenings, actually, tired and all that. Something, all of them very focused. I don't know how I finished talking so much. I don't know. And then that happens. And then because all of us can see all of us. I'm not saying we're not doing well or anything. Because what happens, and suppose one person sits behind, pushing, No. Because some arrangements, no. Now here, I was very happy when I went into the house. Okay, at least hereafter, all of us can say, all of us. Suppose if we remove all this, remove means we do yathasthanam, one more devatas, murtis here, and yathasthanam means like placing them as they should be, then what happens, we'll have a lot of space. And then actually, I'm going to sit there, because Dakshina Murti will be sitting there, Swamiji's picture will be there, then the teacher, Adi Guru, Dakshina Murti, Shankaracharya, then Swamiji, I'm going to have Vasishtha also, I'm thinking. And then that's all, not any more pictures. And then here, facing south, you know that, south, southern direction.
We are checking the compass this morning.
Yeah, and then we all can sit like this, so all of us can see all of us. You know that nobody can miss. That somehow, when we sit like that, even if I'm sleepy, I always tell, today, sometimes many days, I go to the class sleeping in the car. Now, I feel so sleepy true. Before I go. And then once I go and start the class, I come back so fresh, till 2 o'clock I can't sleep. I don't know, it's something about that Upadeshasaram class just went like that. Till the last minute,
right,
I never stop. Broke.
You should listen to
not in one class we stopped.
Yes.
My mother sings all the time.
Just one.
And people like that melody or Swamiji's melody also. Not only really the exposition, even the song.
Okay. We can't listen to that. I can't listen to that recording.
You can.
Okay.
Maybe you can tell me later.
It's very simple. It's Ashavidya.
It took me 2 years to get
part. Ashavid, then the word Watford. The word
but
the word Watford is spelt with the vowels turned to numerals. So W4TF0RD. W4TF0RD.
A is 4, O is 0.
E is 3.
It's no good
telling me now.
A is 4.
It's very simple.
A is 4.
And one person, what is his name? From Australian man, that is.
S.
S is 5.
And
we never noticed.
Yeah.
And A is always a 4. Like, on the
And then now these classes actually now are downloaded and heard in Spain, and a few people listen in. Now one person has been is coming out Radhiji. What's his name?
Sorry?
Australian man.
The what?
Australian.
Oh, B. Draper.
B. Draper. And what's his name?
B. Draper.
Draper. Yeah.
Can you remember what was the name of that Australian?
B. Bead.
No. Peter.
That's
him. Yeah. Peter sounds like Bede, or Bede sounds like Peter. If you're not listening, you're not familiar with the name.
So he was a little chap with a beard.
Yeah.
Was he?
He came with us.
He had been in
Coimbatore,
so he was there when we were in
Coimbatore. So he's been after this time, and Raja sent him the link of some other Swami, our own Swami's disciple, who was living there. But still said he wanted to have this. And then he's so eager, and then now he's also listening.
Yeah.
He's,
yet.
He was. Not yet, huh?
No, happening yet.
He's the one with the loud laugh in the class, I remember. Sitting around Australian.
I don't remember him at all.
I remember him with a loud laugh. I said, when he built an ashram and
did really?
No.
This fellow, he's got something set up, no?
No. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have an ashram now. Somehow he was very genuine, and then he's been begging Radhaji for passports and stuff. Okay, let's do some chanting. You all have come. Let's do Ganapati Atulsirsham, and then Veda Suktam, and Durga Suktam, and some Dakshinamurti Mantra. And then I want to give you some small, little food. I have to give some food. Not much. Huh? You brought some?
Yes, you
brought some. Nina.
Nice.
Oh. I wish that I...
Tomorrow's lunch, go for it.
No. Tomorrow you all have... Because I told one thing. And then really, one of the things, when you come to 13th chapter of Bhagavad, sorry, 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, understand how important it is even to have to eat proper food, right food, okay, proper food. And try your best. I don't know, if I say something, it won't be, relevant here. But usually we never eat old stuff. We always cook fresh food and eat. Okay, I don't say you should not do that. At least here, when you come for the classes, and always try to eat something fresh. Make efforts to make it as a habit. At least here in the class. Because I really consider it more like a temple and more like a gurukulam. So, whenever you come here, you should feel Bhagavan Dakshinamurti here, and you should have Shastram, and then you should have Rishis. That's what I feel. We should make this. I tell you, if we really follow that, Rishis will be living here, blessing us all the time. Om Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om Om Ganana Am Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Maryam Shriyam Medam Pragyancha Prayaccha Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnyam Cha Prayascha Swaha. I'm sure you all remember the meaning of this mantra. Remember the meaning of the mantra? Don't remember? Don't remember? Okay. Anyway, because tomorrow I'm going to come back into the japam again in my absence. So please do the japam. I'm not simply, I don't want to really impose or force on you to do this. Because as Vedanta students, it's always very important for us to, the tradition says, when you follow the tradition, it's also part of the tradition. That we always chant, we invoke the grace of the Lord as Dakshinamurti. You know that very well. Dakshinamurtihi. Okay, if anybody wants explanation, I have got a book. Please take it home and read it. Dakshinamurtihi is one of the names of the Lord. There are so many names of the Lord. See, how many of our names are there, in whichever form, in whichever name we invoke the Lord, still we know, for us, Lord is the whole. Okay, Lord, only what is there is only the Lord. That's what is the Lord for us. But Dakshinamurtihi, we invoke the grace of the Lord specially as a bestower of spiritual knowledge, as a teacher, as a bestower of spiritual knowledge, we invoke him as Dakshinamurtihi. So Dakshinamurti is a teacher, in fact. Bhagavan is teacher here. And this also idea is the two meanings are there. Dakshina means, southern direction. And south stands for always time factor, symbolic. South stands for time factor, Lord Yama, death. And north stands for knowledge. North means what? The reality, the pure knowledge. And the pure knowledge, which is a source of eternal, that source of the perennial, perennially eternal wisdom. So this knowledge, the flow of knowledge also stands for knowledge. That is why, because for us in India, why it is? Because in India, Ganga, flows in North India. It flows from North. That is why And then suppose if knowledge sees the time factor in the wake of knowledge of the reality, where is time? Time will be resolved. The time factor will not be there, will be resolved from the standpoint of reality. If you see what is time, understand, time also is relative. Time factor will be resolved in the wake of the knowledge of reality. You will see where is time, will ask. In Kendasana, with reference to consciousness, where is time? Isn't it? Therefore, that resolving the time factor, understanding the mithyatvam of time factor, time being relative, in the wake of the ascertained vision of the reality, you know, is said to be, is in fact freedom, isn't it? Discovering fullness, resolving all other problems. Therefore, when Dakshinamurti sits facing the Lord, is always presented, you know, facing the southern direction. When knowledge sees, time disappears. Time will not be there. Knowledge and time factor, okay? So one becomes free from fear of death. That's also there. See, only in knowledge one can become free from fear. One can recognize the very self being the security. One recognizes security. Therefore, Dakshinamurtihi. Okay? Dakshina Disham. Now, Pashyati the Dakshinamurtihi. The Murti who sits facing the southern direction is said to be Dakshinamurtihi. Another meaning is Dakshinaha Aso Amurtihi. Amurtischa. Amurtihi means what? What is the form of the reality? Formlessness is the form of the reality. So, Amurti. Murti means form. Amurti means the formlessness, the reality which is of the nature of formlessness. Formlessness is the form. What form does reality exist? Reality has no form. Amurti. But, Dakshinaha. Dakshinaha means what? Literally it means expert. Dakshinaha means expert. But here, expert means what? No, expertise, in fact. Isn't it? The source of all wisdom, all knowledge is the reality. Therefore, what? Dakshinaha so amurtischa. The reality which is the source, which is pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, at the same time what? Which is formless, is Dakshinamurti. But here we have form. Isn't it? So that formless reality, the Lord, the reality which is of the nature of, which is formless, the pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, isn't it? Without which no knowledge is possible, is in fact here personified. So Dakshinamurti is what? Personification of pure knowledge. Just the knowledge. No? The source of knowledge, origin of knowledge. Treasure house of knowledge just flows. That's the thing. And the whole physical form stands for actually five elements. And all the elements are present, shown there, just the form itself. Dakshinamurti. We also have these four old disciples sitting around and learning. This is the picture here. But here if you see the mantra, you don't need to even see that. Just the mantra as such if you see. Om, you know the Om is like this form, a form with a limbed form, a form with many limbs, no? Is called Pratima. So you have many Pratimas. A form without limbs is called Pratika. And there again, You know, sound symbol is Om. It's also Pratika, which I told you many times in the class. Pratima, Pratika and all that. And here, Om is a sound symbol, it's a Pratika. Dakshinamurti is a Pratima. That's Lord's form. But when you say the mantra Om, Namo, Namaha, Namo is Namaha salutations. To whom? To Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Reference Bhagavad Gita book. Remember the word meaning of the Bhagavan? You all must have read many times. One who is endowed with Bhaga. One has Bhaga. The sixfold virtues in equal measure. Like Jnanam, all knowledge, all wealth, all fame, no, all strength, total dispassion. In reality, which is of the nature of fullness, which doesn't lack anything, where there is no lacking, there can't be any passion, isn't it? Something must be, one must be lacking something, some lack, isn't it? Then the passion for something is possible. There's no, nothing is, what does Bhagavan, what does reality lack? What is it lacking? Nothing. Therefore, there's total dispassion. Total dispassion. And Aishwaryam. Vairagyam, Aishwaryam over Lordship. Doesn't need to do anything to be the Lord of everything. Not to be lord by anything else. Just being the very reality, the only reality, the existence of everything. The reality enjoys the status of being the Lord of everything. So what? Aishwaryam. Ishwara Seidam Aishwaryam. So all the six. So Jnanam, all knowledge. Shrihi, all wealth. Yeshaha, all fame. Viryam, all strength. No? Vairagyam, total dispassion. See, one only, that is why nobody can be totally dispassionate. Understand now? There'll be passion, there must be passion for something or the other. Only then you are a normal human being. Okay? Dispassion, I'm very dispassionate. Means you are frustrated. You are not dispassionate. Okay, you're disinterested. So Bhagavan alone is dispassionate. Total, okay? The total dispassion is only possible for only for Bhagavan, not for ordinary person. But a human being, as long as he remains, he maintains his half knowledge, I am, he will have passions. No animal has any passion, you know that. As a human being, you have half knowledge, you will have passion. But when your knowledge becomes total, then you will be dispassionate. Understand now? When your knowledge becomes total means what? Total knowledge means, I told you many times in the class, the knowledge I am becomes total and complete knowledge. Half knowledge becomes total knowledge. When you know what I am. Is. I had to add always is nowadays, okay? What I am is. I know I am. But what this I am is. When you discover, knowledge is total. In total knowledge, you are not man, you are the Lord. The identity is with something different. Identity is changed, shifted from anatma to atma, and atma being the Lord, the reality, you are the Lord. If identity is shifted, man becomes Lord. As though. Man is already Lord. Identity is not shifted. Understand now? Being the Lord also. Not knowing that you are the Lord is what? You are man. Isn't it? Absolutely. So this is the relative identity, isn't it? Therefore, that is why we say here, this total dispassion is possible for a jnani. And reality is always of the nature of what? Always, you know, total dispassion is the virtue there, actually. Bahir bhaga. Once you have total dispassion, you have everything, you don't lack anything, means who else can be the Lord then? Aishwarya, overlordship. That is why the sixfold virtues together, you know, very beautifully said bhaga, are said to be, you know, the sixfold virtues together constitute bhaga, and one who is endowed with this bhaga is what? Bhagavan. You want to look at the Lord as feminine gender, okay, feminine, female person, personified, then you can say Bhagavati also, no problem. So, Om Namo Bhagavate is a dative case of Bhagavan, Bhagavat Shabda, Takaranta Shabda. So, Om Namo, so Om Namaha, salutations to Bhagavan, to the Bhagavan, when you say Bhagavate. And Dakshina Murtihi, nominative, Dakshina Murtaye, dative. Okay, Nangadu Vetum, fourth case there. Bhagavat Dakshina Murti. Salutations unto the Lord Dakshina Murtihi, the bestower of spiritual knowledge. That is the sentence, which is of worship. And prayer follows. Mahyam Prayacha. Mahyam, to me. Prayacha, do give. The pra emphasizes whatever you give will last forever. The pra. Listen now. Prayacha, please do give me. So please bless me with. What three things? What are the three things you ask for? Three things you ask for. Three things you ask for stand for all the four purushattas. Shrihi Medha Prajna. You ask for three things. Mahyam Prayacha, enak kodu. Mahyam, to me, Prayacha, do give. What? Shrihi Medha Prajna. But to make it as objective, because the prayacha is a verb, so object must be an objective case. So what becomes now? Shriyam Medham Prajnam. All objective case. Renda Vetumeda. Shrihi, all forms of wealth. Understand? All forms of wealth means what? Healthy mind, healthy body, no? Right attitude, healthy thinking, all wealth. No? Then good neighbors, even good pets. And it implies, I tell you, good friends, good acquaintance, good association, everything you need for your life to make this life, no? Contributive and conducive for your spiritual upliftment and spiritual really development. Then it is, that's what anything is what? Wealth only. What anything that you need to live this life, no? Or to make this life contributive for your spiritual development. Then it is wealth. It's all wealth. All that. That is sarva, sarva shrihi. Ka shrihina, which wealth? Which is not wealth? Everything, all that you need. So shrihi, all forms of wealth. So wealth in its entirety. Prosperity in its complete sense, okay? Entirety. Shrihi. So shriyam, O Lord, please bless me with all forms of wealth. Then medha. Medha, you know, many times, you know, I explained to you in Medha Suktam, I spoke many days. So, Medha Shakti, Medha itself means what? Intelligence. Sharp intelligence. Good power of intellection. And especially, we need really much subtler, sharper intellect to understand exactly, correctly what is said. Always we do understand wrongly or we have our own understanding, understand? So he right to have the right, proper, correct understanding. Capacity to understand, and whatever we understand, we should be able to retain also everything. Forget also, no? So retain, and whatever you have, you are having it in your mind, you are holding on to, being able to assimilate it, okay, ascertain it. That's called medha. So medha, then we say prajnam, capacity to understand, to retain what has been understood, and to assimilate what has been understood and retained. It's called medha. So Lord, please bless me with medha shakti. Medha, then last one is what? Prajna. Prajna, prajna itself means consciousness. But here prajna means what? Please bless me with awareness of awareness. Understand now? Please bless me with awareness of awareness. Knowledge of the reality. So that is moksha. So Shrihi and Medha are for Artha Kama Dharma, and Prajna is for moksha. Three things you are asking for. Okay? All in three. Three in one mantra. Three in one. Mahyam prayachya. Kim kim prayachya? Kim kim? Shriyam, medham, prajnam, cha. And, okay? Shriyam, and prajnam, and medham. You want to say? We have one cha. Okay? Mahyam, shriyam, medham, prajnam, cha. Prayachya. Then swaha. Swaha means I am yours. Hail to thee is one meaning. I am yours. I offer myself to you. That means I offer myself to you means what? Please bless me with the knowledge of the fact that I am already non-separate from you. Okay, that is swaha. That is agneya. That's why we offer. In ritual we say that swaha. But we have very wrong understanding. Swaha means people who take bribe and cheat, they are said to be swaha. That is not right meaning actually. Understand? Swaha means it's a very beautiful expression. I am yours, or please, I offer myself to thee. Which implies I am already yours. And please bless me with the knowledge of the fact of myself being non-separate from you. Okay, swaha. It's okay? That's the meaning of the mantra. So please come back tomorrow and please do not have Dvitiya Vignam. Okay? And please pray Swamiji's some cassette at least, something, CD something. Om Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayachya Swaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.